From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and detonated explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Those killed were Nepalese security guards, part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from that region.
And then a couple of hours later, there was another roadside bomb in the city that targeted a provincial legislator, although he was slightly wounded, but his two security guards are described as in critical condition.
Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, has condemned these acts as terror and intimidation. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces stormed into its center, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northern part of the city. Refugees are in camps operated by groups like the Norwegian Refugee Council. The NRC's Carl Schembri tells VOA the refugees are in a desperate situation.
They've been eating rotting expired dates and drinking from the river, which is unfit for drinking, and now they are finding themselves out there, and we are unable to cope and to help everyone.
There is some concern that Islamic State militants have reportedly sent their wives and children out of the city with the refugees. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared the Iraqi fighters have been victorious in their effort to take control of the city, which was under IS control for more than 2 years. Meantime, it is World Refugee Day, so declared by the UNHCR. This is VOA News. Militia units loyal to Libya's unity government have clashed with the forces allied with the Eastern Administration, prompting the Speaker of the Eastern Parliament to declare martial law. The Government of National Accord is reported to have condemned the attack by the militia on Eastern military forces that is said to have killed at least 3 people. Intelligence officials in Iran today say they have broken up, quote, the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Iran and other areas of the country, according to the state's news agency IRNA. In a statement, the Iranian intelligence ministry announced it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. The term Takfiri is a derogatory word used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. The attack was planned to coincide with a Muslim holiday of the holy month of Ramadan, according to National Security Council Ali Shamkhani, who said that several suspects were arrested with bombs and an amount of explosives also taken into custody. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or to leave the European Union resumed Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. British Prime Minister David Cameron appeared on the BBC Question Time program in defense of Britain's remaining in the EU.
I promised this renegotiation. I've carried it out. Promised this referendum. We're having it. And I've said I will, you know, take and obey the instructions of the British people. And on that basis, I think it's right to stay.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years, while the Leave campaign is focused on the high cost of mass immigration. 1 week after the deadly shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, the U.S. Senate is expected to vote this afternoon and evening on a series of proposals to block gun sales to terror suspects and expand screening of people buying firearms in the United States. Despite the universal condemnations of the attack and vows to find ways to prevent a repeat, it's not clear that any gun control measure can succeed because the majority of Republicans, as well as the Democrats, can't agree on what to do regarding gun reforms. It's been a difficult time on that issue. Flooding and landslides in central Java have killed at least 35 people, while dozens more are missing. Rains have triggered landslides, burying people in their homes. Meantime, China says Indonesia fired on one of its fishing boats, wounding at least one crew member in disputed fishing grounds in the tense South China Sea. Jakarta said it fired warning shots at several Chinese fishing vessels illegally near the Natuna Islands, but they insist no one was hit. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.